Crypto Vibes Podcast, your weekly recap of news of what's happening in the world of crypto and Web3, because everything with Web3 and crypto seems to be a moving target, and this week is no different. We hope you've had a good week, and before we dive into it, we do have some disclosures. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, brokers, CPAs, or lawyers. We're merely sharing the information we discovered throughout the week to provide to you in a condensed way, and hopefully you find value in what we're doing. So if you do, please share this with others, because who doesn't like to share value? I'm your host, Neil Alonzo. I am a co-founder of a crypto mining company named Fort Brox, and we're looking forward to dive into this. So for every one of the news pieces that we talk about, we have all of the links on our website at cryptopodcast.xyz. And to kick off this week, you would think it's not directly crypto related or Web3 related, but it is. Elon Musk buying Twitter. Everybody knows about it. I don't need to dive into a whole bunch of information. If you're listening to this podcast, chances are you already have opinions about it. You've been reading about it. We have some more links in our show notes at cryptopodcast.xyz. So go check them out. You know, have some fun with it, right? But for our thoughts, simply put, we're just curious to see. Twitter's been around a long time. Let's see how it can change. You know what I mean? Crypto's rocking the system of finances and the technology that it's doing. So why shouldn't Twitter rock some changes? But we will say, in step with that, Dogecoin co-founder, this is what he said. Elon Musk's Twitter offer is a hostile takeover. So this was on decrypt.co. The meme coin creator took issue with Musk, who has become Dogecoin's top evangelist. That's interesting. But take a read of it. And from a selfish standpoint, because we are in crypto mining, GPUs are getting lower and we're super hyped. I mean, it's costing less to mine more crypto. So why is that a bad thing? I mean, obviously the market's tanking right now, but we like the magic of time. Crypto mining isn't, it's like the least sexy thing in a sexy industry, but the magic of time is something that we really enjoy with mining. Andreessen Horowitz is launching an academic research lab focused on Web3. And this is how it reads in the byline. Venture capital giant on Andreessen Horowitz, A16Z, is diving deeper into the crypto market with the launch of a new academic lab dedicated to tackling research problems facing the fast-growing digital asset industry. Dubbed A16 Crypto Research, the new unit will be led by Tim Roughgarden, and a prominent academic expert in game theory who has been a professor at both Stanford and Columbia. He joined A16Z as a research advisor last year and will now take the title of head of research. Roughgarden's goal is to create a university-like effort within the firm akin to Bell Labs or DeepMind, the artificial intelligence research subsidiary of Google's parent company Alphabet. EU law targets big tech over hate speech disinformation. Big tech companies like Google and Facebook parent Meta, will have to police their platforms more strictly to better protect European users from hate speech, disinformation, and other harmful online content under landmark EU legislation approved early Saturday. That was this last Saturday. But obviously it didn't make the cut for our podcast since we drop them, you know, late Friday night, early Saturday morning. And Shiba Inu owners flocked to burn portal with 11 billion tokens removed. A new burning mechanism launched by developers of Shiba Inu will reward community members who burn the protocol's native SHIB tokens on its ShibSwap exchange platform. Quote, burning crypto means permanently removing tokens from circulation by sending them to a wallet from which they can never be retrieved. Crypto projects may burn tokens to reduce supply, which could lead to increased prices in the future as tokens become more scarce. And if there's one thing there's a lot of, is SHIB tokens. On a CoinDesk article, it is titled as Drugs, Drugs, and More Drugs. Crypto on the Dark Web. Down the Silk Road where the crypto has always been used for payments. It's an interesting read. Katie Hahn, obviously of the DOJ, Andreessen Horowitz, and now our own venture fund, has a prominent history in that space. But it's a good read. You should check it out. But for those of you who think crypto's just for the Dark Web, I mean, money laundering has been around since gold was deemed of value. And in other news, Postmates founder Bastian Lehman set to launch crypto startup. This is in a report. So check it out. Postmates founder, I mean, got some money. Why wouldn't he want to launch a crypto startup? I mean, everybody wants to. the entertainment news. The first crypto dating show raised $6 million to build the Netflix of Web3 with help from Paris Hilton. This was on Fortune.com, so check it out. But yeah, reality TV stars, Netflix of Web3. There's a lot of ingredients. Going to be interesting to see the output. Panamanian, I think I said that right, Legislative Assembly's committee approves bill regulating crypto. The legislation must now go through two more rounds of debate before making it to the president's desk. Boom. Kraken receives UAE license to operate as a regulated crypto exchange. The exchange joined several counterparts plotting moves to or gaining licenses in the United Arab Emirates. I mean, you know there's money over there. Let's do some exchanging. Crypto lender becomes first credit shop to expand on Solana. Crypto capital marketplace Maple Finance has expanded to Solana in a bid to capture ongoing growth and utilize low transaction fees. Mind you, when these headlines say first ever, we're not the ones who write them. We're just repeating the headlines. We don't know if they're the first ever. It seems like every day, every week, there's the first ever of something. It isn't to denigrate anything with this particular headline, but just want to make that notion heard because it's almost like crypto experts. Really? You're a crypto expert already? I'd have to say there's few, and even the ones who I would consider real experts would be the first to tell you they're still learning. Dozens of pricey NFTs stolen after BAYC Bored Ape Yacht Club Instagram hack. The stolen NFTs are estimated to be worth upwards of $10 million based on their floor price of the hacked digital collectibles. Bored Ape Yacht Club's co-founder, Garth.eth, that's how it's written, I swear, said four Bored Apes, six Mutant Apes, three Kennels, and other assorted valuable NFTs were transferred to the hacker's address. In a cool discovery, we saw a Wild Ride clip, which is a podcast with Steve-O, interviewing Steve Wozniak, you know, Apple co-founder. I'm sure you know who Wozniak is. But anyways, it's a cool watch of the Woz. Yeah, just check our link out. It's pretty cool. He talks about Bitcoin. Why Argentina is increasingly adopting crypto. Cryptocurrency has exploded in the frontier markets like Argentina, where an unstable financial system and strong government intervention in the country's economy has pushed an increasing number of Argentinians towards the decentralized cryptocurrency, according to a new report from the BBC. Sorry for some tongue ties. You know, it's the end of the week. I'm still fired up, but yeah, my lips, they're kind of big, and I think they're slapping together. I think I need something to drink. Bitcoin miner CleanSpark raises $35 million in equipment-backed debt from Trinity Capital. Equipment-based financing is becoming an increasingly popular option for mining firms to fund their growth. Yeah, we kind of get that. Check out our value proposition. That was a sly way of, you know, us shamelessly plugging Fort Brox. Meta to open retail store to showcase virtual reality headwear. Hardware, not headwear. Physical store will open May 9th in Burlingame, California. Tech firms have regularly attempted to set up physical shops. Yeah, that's the byline. This is on a Bloomberg story. So, yeah, brick and mortar, virtual reality. I mean, it all makes sense. But execution, I'm going to be curious to see how they do it. A company called Vanilla, backed by Michael Jordan Vanguard, raises $30 million. Vanilla, an estate planning fintech, raises $30 million in funding from a group of investors led by Insight Partners. In the byline, why it matters. Vanilla sits among a nascent class of startups seeking to use technology to simplify the complex world of death planning, in particular, the financial part. Yeah, Trust in Will is another startup that's trying to do that. I mean, there's several that are trying to do it. It would be nice to simplify the planning of death. I mean, it's a pretty morbid subject, but it's one thing we're all going to do together. Maybe not at the same time. But I will leave you with this positive note on the subject of death. Just think of your mortality when you're about to make a bad decision. Okay, that was a little deep for this podcast. But in step with that, Fidelity plans to add Bitcoin to its 401k options. Retirement savers will soon be able to invest up to 20% of their 401k in Bitcoin. I mean, it's about time. I mean, they've been pulling out of their 401k to buy it. Why wouldn't Fidelity want it just to stay with them? I mean, they see that money leaving. They see their influence waning. But cause and effect, U.S. Labor Department has, quote, grave concerns about Fidelity's plan for Bitcoin and 401k retirement plans, Wall Street Journal reports. The Labor Department is scheduled to meet with Fidelity to express their concerns. So sitting across the table from these two, it's going to be, I wish I could just sit in that room, just be a fly on the wall. And then if they ever just looked over at me, I could just offer some comments, you know. Now, I wouldn't say mediate it, but just, you know, kind of say something to the effect of the other side. Headline, surprise, the Bored Ape Yacht Club NFT IRL in real life restaurant is pretty good. Decrypt visited Bored and Hungry, the new California burger joint inspired by Bored Ape Yacht Club Ethereum's NFTs. They write a review. Why is this newsworthy? Because it's kind of fun and lighthearted. You just hear all that stuff about mortality, 401ks, you know, let's make it sexy. What is, and I apologize if I'm saying this wrong, Moloch DAO, funding public goods in the Ethereum ecosystem. Moloch DAO is a decentralized autonomous organization that funds public goods projects to improve the Ethereum ecosystem. Take a look at it in the article from decrypt.co. And then last week we talked about, you know, marriages in the metaverse. So why wouldn't there be religion? VCC promised a religious metaverse in a market of 6 billion people. It says a market of 6 billion people. It doesn't even give you the estimate of how much money the religious metaverse can be. The market cap on that, I don't even think they know how to measure that. But it's an article on there nonetheless. U.S. lawmakers reintroduced bill to give CFTC crypto spot market oversight. The Digital Commodity Exchange Act would give the regulator direct oversight of some types of crypto transactions and exchanges. Our boy, Peter Thiel, protege, Blake Masters talks up crypto and long shot Arizona Senate bid. Blake Masters is using his Republican primary campaign for Arizona Senate to evangelize for cryptocurrency, calling it the, quote, the biggest innovation of the century so far, and vowing to fight regulator efforts on digital currency. In the background, there was a hot rod. Yeah, that's how we roll. But just clarify something. Thiel's not necessarily our boy, like, you know, we have lunch or coffee yet. But, you know, he's our boy in tech. It's like being a skateboarder back in the 80s or even a skater now. If you see another skater from across the room or across the place, you guys are instantly connected. Binance blocks newly sanctioned Russians, launches card for Ukrainian refugees. Binance, shortly after updating its sanction policy, announced it shuttered accounts tied to relatives of top Russian officials. Dogecoin, ApeCoin see higher than usual liquidations and volatile trading. Futures tracking the two tokens notched up nearly $35 million in losses for traders. So this was updated on April 26, around 3:10 PDT. So yeah, but this is in step with crypto investments lost an average of $79.5 million each week in April. For a sixth straight month, digital asset average daily trading volumes fell. Well, yeah, markets go up and down. This is a highly volatile market. You have a lot of humans getting involved. There's money to be made. There's a lot of things that are triggering this to happen. Do your own due diligence. To be candid, we're just going to do what we do. Let time work its magic. I mean, look at what happened with Bitcoin. A new NFT, or I should say, discover and buy NFTs across all marketplaces. Gem.xyz. This is what it says in the byline. The best NFT aggregator. Save up to 42% gas while buying NFTs across all marketplaces. I mean, Travelocity, Hipmunk, those things were going to come to this spot. They're going to aggregate across Rarible, OpenSea, you know, every one of the marketplaces to give you the coins, or at least links to it, right? I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel, so you have to figure when startups, like if you're going to YC, there was that whole time of we're Uber for blank, now you're going to be Travelocity for blank, Uber for blank, all these things, Airbnb for blank, as it relates to crypto and Web3. And please do not construe my tone as negative. Nope, there's good business to be had by regurgitating things that worked well in other verticals at different times. But in step with all this volatility, 80% of institutions bullish on crypto's future survey finds. The majority of investors expect crypto to overtake traditional investment vehicles currencies within a decade. See? Time's going to work its magic, and a decade really isn't that long. You know what I mean? Just ask Jared Leto. He doesn't even know what decades are. He looks the same. Damn near on my so-called life. Fort Worth becomes first city to mine Bitcoin. The city said three 2017 vintage machines will mine enough Bitcoin to cover electricity costs. The Texas Blockchain Council has donated 3 Bitcoin mining machines to the Fort Worth City Council. The program will run for 6 months before officials evaluate its impact and value. You know, this is a good way to raise money instead of putting out all those parking tickets. Not that I know if Fort Worth really does a whole lot of parking tickets, you know, but it's been a while since I've been there. 6 of 10 Salvadorians quit using the Chivo wallet after getting the Bitcoin incentive, study finds. Most users who use Chivo after spending the $30 bonus do not engage with the app intensively, the U.S. National Bureau of Economic Research reported. So what does this tell you about retention, churn? Do incentives bring people on? Yes. What keeps them on? Their experience. There's a lot of exchanges and apps out there that are trying to do too much. You need to make the navigation of these, UI, UX, you know, let's go with all these buzzwords, but you need to make them a little simpler. You know, we're doing walkthrough videos on our YouTube just to navigate these. Now, while it seems simple, you know, humans or most of the people on Earth, while they might like crypto, they want it to be easy to use. They don't need more complexities. They don't, you know what I mean? That's the great power of it. Why do they need to go to a custodian or somebody who's going to help them navigate it and charge them money for it, a percentage of it, whether they win, lose, or draw? You know, I mean, it's supposed to empower us. So make it a little easier. New York State Assembly passes bill blocking new crypto mines that use non-renewable power. The bill will impose a 2-year moratorium on new crypto mining firms that use a carbon-based energy source. Existing facilities aren't affected, nor are any that tap renewable resources. So this is interesting on a number of ways. You can go conspiracy theory, whatever. But here's the thing. I mean, New York's not necessarily known for embracing a lot of tech. Right, Airbnb? Wink. Congressman Emmer preps bill to put some stablecoins under SEC's authority. This was on the blockcrypto.com. Check out the post. Crypto firms seek clearer U.S. rules on their interest-bearing products. Yeah, this was a Reuters poster. Yeah, check it out. And then anything but boring, how Yuga Labs became a 4 billion NFT juggernaut in a year. This is kind of a cool op-ed. You should take a read of it. Telegram users can now send, receive crypto following a 2-year hiatus. Telegram users can now send and receive Toncoin, sorry if I said that wrong, as well as make purchases in Bitcoin, following the abandonment of the project in 2019. This was out a couple weeks ago, but I finally finished it because it's 3 hours and 55 minutes. But the Michael Saylor interview with Lex Friedman on his podcast, the link is in our show notes. Check it out. It's a really good listen. Yeah, it's just good. And Nike NFT CryptoKicks sneakers sold for $130K. Nike bought virtual sneaker designer RTFKT, pronounced Artifact, in December. Now over $11 million has been spent on its first virtual sneaker set. I mean, that's just dope. For those of you who are sneakerheads, you know, I'm sure Undefeated and Fight Club and so many others. I mean, Supreme's going to get in the game in a heavy way. I'm surprised they haven't already dropped something that's just been insane. Maybe they're behind it, you know. James, Jebbia, come on. What you doing? And in our final news of the week, Netflix and Candy Digital tease Stranger Things NFTs. Netflix's ever-popular science fiction horror drama Stranger Things is set to drop an NFT collection ahead of its fourth season. To facilitate the launch, the streaming platform is teaming up with NFT platform Candy Digital, who will also be running the project's marketing campaign. As someone who once owned an agency, that's a solid bet. I mean, that's a good client. That's a good project. You do things right, invest in some crypto and real estate, you never have to work again. No more scope creep from clients. Well, that's it for this week. And I say that's it because we've been together for almost 20 minutes. But again, everything that we posted or we discussed during this podcast news recap for this week is on cryptopodcast.xyz. If you see value in what we're doing, please share it with others. If you're watching on YouTube, you know, subscribe by hitting that subscribe button. You get notifications. I mean, this all sounds like shameless plugs, but again, if we're providing real value, yeah, it's a good idea. You can also check out our Fort Brock Crypto Podcast, and we interview people into the tech of crypto. We talk about a lot of things. We're dropping some more episodes this next week. It comes out every other week. And thank you again. We hope you've had a good week. Have a good weekend, and we hope your crypto portfolio keeps going up.